Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of Don't Make Me Over, in tribute to Dionne Warwick. Don't Make Me Over, in tribute to Dionne Warwick. Written and directed by Jackie Taylor, musical direction by Jimmy Tillman at Black Ensemble Theater. Smooth, tuneful tribute to Dionne Warwick at Black Ensemble. Continuing the season of women, Black Ensemble offers one of their finest productions to date with Don't Make Me Over, in tribute to Dionne Warwick. Using her familiar formula that has a narrator, Miss Divine, played by the feisty Janelle M. Smith, tells Warwick's story through short anecdotes and summaries of her musical achievements. Jackie Taylor allows this tribute to shine through the songs. Yes, it is about Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach and Hal David's collaboration that produced many of the famous songs of the 1960s and the 1980s. We meet Dionne Warwick's gospel singing family as they outlined how Dionne came from a successful affluent gospel family that saw her placing college ahead of her performing in the early days. Yes, Dionne Warwick did come from a successful gospel singing family that had many people that were famous besides her. They landed the gospel tunes terrifically. Particularly, Jacquel Thomas and Marquisha Jordan were absolutely wonderful. Janelle Smith, as the narrator, deftly sings the lead as we hear three stylish performers who land Warwick's songbook wonderfully. I think it was a great idea of Jackie Taylor to use three performers, three absolutely wonderful, powerful voices, to do Dionne Warwick, because when you're doing a tribute that has 22 songs, you would burn out any singer that had the belt, 22 songs, one after another. So Paulette Bruce, Carrie, and Alexis J. Roberts are a treat, each as Dionne Warwick. They each brought a little bit different flavor to it. The terrific voices didn't imitate Warwick. Rather, they sang in her style. Tunes like Always Something There to Remind Me, Window of the World, I Say a Little Prayer, Message to Michael, Do You Know the Way to Santa Fe are smoothly sung, and Jimmy Taylor's band never sounded so fluid, making this tribute go right to your heart. Hearing her hits emerge from the 60s brought back fond memories for me, definitely. The production featured a cute dance number with the Walk On By, where Jackie Taylor is using some of her dancers to come out, and in each show there's at least one good dance number. I hope she starts doing more of that. The show also pays tribute to Burt Bacharach and Hal David, whose polished songs and smooth arrangements made Dionne Warwick, the collaboration with Dionne Warwick, produced some of the greatest tunes of the 60s and the 80s. Classy style, flowing harmonies, and memorable lyrics flow from Warwick's strong, disciplined voice. And I must say, the Burt Bacharach arrangements, featuring kind of a bossa nova sound with the smooth jazz flavor, really worked well. Act 2 covers Dionne's career sliding slightly after a 10-year breakup with Burt Bacharach and Hal David. They don't go into details on what happened, but you know that they stayed together for 10 years and then they broke up for 10 years. And she came back with a song called Then Came You. Jackie Taylor adds her own up-tempo tune, Keep On Moving, to the mix. It seems each show Jackie Taylor writes one or two very clever up-tempo songs. I wonder when we're going to see an entire show of Jackie Taylor originals. The emotional ballad, I Know I'll Never Love This Way Again, signified Dionne Warwick's comeback. She reunited with Burt and Hal with I'll Never Fall in Love Again, which is one of her great hits, and the title song from the movie, Alfie. We cherish these quality songs. The tribute ends with an emotional rendition with the entire company of the AIDS fundraising song that Warwick got many of the pop stars to join her in, and that's what Friends Are For, which raised millions of dollars for the AIDS awareness and the AIDS programs, which is a tribute to Dionne Warwick. Let me say that Dionne Warwick fans will be in heaven with this production, and teens will enjoy this introduction to many of the classiest songs of the 60s and the 80s. Jimmy Tillman's band and the singers were so smooth that Burt Bacharach and Hal David's songbook stands out. Kudos to Jackie Taylor for this tribute to one of the best singers ever. My rating for this show, highly recommended. It is the tribute to Dionne Warwick. The exact title is Don't Make Me Over, in tribute to Dionne Warwick. It is at Black Ensemble Theater, 4520 North Beacon in Chicago. The running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes with intermission. It runs through August 27th, and the ticket price is $35. The number for information is 773-769-4451. That's 773-769-4451. This is Tom Williams saying, go see a play this week. Thank you.